The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning or day or evening. It's nice to see everyone coming on. It's a good time to start sitting together. So, just settling in. Once again, and finding your meditation posture for today, bringing the attention gently into the body, maybe just taking a moment to check in internally. How are you right now? How's the body? How's the mind? Just knowing that you're here, letting go of whatever you were doing before or whatever activities were needed before getting to the screen. And just knowing that you're taking this time for meditation. So inviting some ease throughout the body, maybe softening some of the usual tight places, maybe the face, letting that soften, the jaw, letting the shoulders release, just soften. Softening the belly. And the arms and legs. Just shifting the body slightly if needed in order to have a balanced and natural posture. And encouraging a sense of aliveness in the body, alertness, and also relaxation. And then similarly in the mind, inviting some ease. So there may be thoughts or feelings, which is all fine and normal. But can we find some part of the mind that can be at ease with that? Somehow by knowing that, by just being aware of what's going on, often the mind can relax. And to help the mind orient, we can feel the sensations of the breath. The in and out rhythm of however the breath is right now. And then expanding the awareness to include the whole sense of the body. So not necessarily the details of each little sensation, but the general sense of the sitting posture, or if you're lying down, the lying down posture. Even if the breath remains the primary object, it's very helpful to have a general sense of the body sitting. So in today's sit, I would like to offer three ways that the sense of the body is useful in being with the changes that happen in the mind, being with the thoughts and emotions that can distract the mind. So the ways that the body can support the mind. And they're only if you're interested. If you prefer to just stay with your meditation, that is fine. So these are supports that we can bring in at a time when we notice that the mind is easily getting caught up. So as you're sitting, resting with the breath or the body, if the mind is going down rabbit holes, shall we say, we can firm up our sense of the body. So instead of getting drawn down into anxiety or sadness or envy, one of the heavy emotions, we can rest in the sense of substantiality in the body. And somehow that strength of the material body can sometimes keep the mind from getting overwhelmed by an emotion. So it's useful to get familiar with feeling that substantiality of the body. Another way that the body can support the mind is to tune in to the stillness of the body, to emphasize the non-moving part of the posture, and to imagine that as a calming or a dampening effect. So this is useful when the mind is engaged with the flames of irritation or discontent, the various ways that the mind can flare up. And then we can have a sense of the stillness of the body, like a calm lake cooling down the tirade of the mind. The contrast between the still body and the movement of the mind is obvious. So we can help to reel the mind back in. And then the third option for how the body can support the mind works particularly well with the meditation on the breath, is simply to increase the continuity of the mindfulness, the extent of it, so we can allow mindfulness to pervade more of the body, really feeling the fullness of the breath in the body. And also extend the continuity in time to feel the full duration of the breath. Really committing to stay with all the little sensations throughout the body, throughout the length of the breath. And we may find that there's something satisfying about that in a certain way, because it's simple just to be with these various breath sensations. And then there's no room for long thoughts or complex emotions. There's some satisfaction with that. So we can imagine that the mind gains strength through its association with the body. And together, they can prevent various thoughts and emotions from taking hold and dragging the mind and the heart around. And it's not that we don't need to attend to those things, but it's often helpful in meditation to say, not now. We will think about these things, but later. So we have the substantiality of the body. And the sense of stillness that can cool the mind down. And the continuity, the close connection between mind and body. So noticing how the mind and the body work together. Even in meditation, which may seem like it's mostly about the mind, there's this interaction going on. They support each other. And perhaps there are ways during your day today when you could find ways to benefit from this support between the body and the mind. The body is always in the present moment. So we can always drop into our awareness of the body throughout the day, whether we're on the computer or talking with someone or shopping, whatever we need to do. And maybe there's a way to connect with the material substance of the body. It's robustness, its strength, even if we're not physically strong, the sense of substantiality to help the mind be more grounded. Or maybe we can use the relative slowness of the body to slow the mind down. To dampen down any flames that arise in the mind. Or maybe just deliberately tying the mind to the body for a stretch of time will provide less opportunity for the mind to wander off or to get caught up. The body is so available to us, and there are many ways that it can support our mind throughout the day. And then that supports our relationships and our ability to be present and to do what we can to serve this world that so much needs our presence.